Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This episode of Klein Alley Show is brought to you by the only place with good airport news these days, San Bernardino International Airport.
That's right. Grab your skis and fly to Provo from San Bernardino this winter for your skiing, snowboarding, or just good old-fashioned snowball fights.
Avoid long lines and delays that will litter other airports this winter.
And as always, the parking at San Bernardino International Airport is only $5.
That's right. $5. Go to San Francisco, Provo, Utah. Make your winter dreams come true at San Bernardino International Airport.
Here on Klein Alley Show, we're going to break down the Bud Light Bros' latest video, which Omar says is one of their best ones yet. They're YouTube superstars. They don't necessarily have the following of a Mr. Beast just yet, but they will
be. I'll get there. Yep.
And they've embraced our show, and they're always out and about, and because they got our show's logo tattooed on their necks, they are constantly the only current advertising we have for the show. So thank you, Bud Light Bros.
For doing more than our company has ever done.
For doing that for us. Hey, Sky, I just want to let you know your story of accidentally giving the wrong dogs to the wrong people after a grooming appointment is one of the finest stories we've ever received and is a real big workplace oopsies. And as a result, we would love to give you some tickets to Pizza City Fest so you can drown your sorrows over 40 slices of delicious pizza, okay?
Hell yeah, thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Some people that did not make it through, though. But hey, Bexy, what was the biggest workplace oopsies you had? I just want to share some of these stories quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one time I was doing like a show at Disneyland. Let's just say I'm friends with Minnie Mouse, and I fell down the stairs and my head fell off, and more than a couple of kids ran away in terror, screaming and crying.
So you were Minnie Mouse. It was your role at Disney, and your head fell off in front of children, and they cried and ran away?
Yeah, basically, I ruined everybody's children's experience.
All right, well, there you have it. That's a beautiful story.
I mean, the moment that curtain is then you can't come back from that. Every kid will have that as a core memory, the moment they saw Minnie's head come off.
You get decapitated at Disney.
Just over a trip. A little trip down the stairs.
The Bud Light Bros are nice gentlemen. They enjoy drinking. I think they drink 30 cans of Bud Light each a day. They still have jobs. We help one of them lose their virginity.
They still have a liver.
They have livers, working livers, we believe. I think I was concerned. I think I finally sat down with one of them and talked about I was concerned about their health.
Yeah, of course.
And they said, we good.
Yeah, they sing the
song. So I don't know if that's...
And they're functional.
They're functional.
They have jobs.
And they like to watch UFC and us. That's pretty much it. And very simple guys. But they do like to prove that they are more two of them than just that. So Omar went through some of their updated videos on YouTube. And which video are we going to break down right now?
They have uploaded, I want to say, probably like around 45 videos so far. So they are very steady with their content, which I do appreciate. But what we're going to focus on today is something that's going to be helpful to everybody. And these are going to be the top five things to do to your car to keep it running smoothly.
Oh, good advice for Allie, whose car is about to crap out any day now.
Yeah, my car is on its last legs.
These are the Bud Light, but I don't think either of them are allowed to legally drive. But this is good advice from these guys that, Uber should be their best friend, because I would imagine at any given time, they've got to be, just for how much they drink,
I'm sure their blood alcohol content is high, but they probably feel normal after like 4 beers.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they could drive fine after drinking 10 beers, because I don't think it even phases them, but they shouldn't, and probably, even if they didn't drink for 3 days, I bet you they would still blow something that would be legally not able to drive.
So what makes the car run smoothly, according to the Bud Light Bros?
I will say, this is the first time ever that I've seen one of their videos where I think they're a little bit too wasted, because most of the time they are in sync. And this one, this video, they're just not in sync. And I believe it's Billy, the guy who has the tattoo on his chest. You guys have to watch this video because he literally just checks out. His eye, he's not there. He kind of like he's like looking at the camera, but he's like not there. And then he'll just eventually like kind of just snap out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely something you guys want to check out. But here's a little intro, and it'll show how wasted these guys are while they're recording this.
Today, we're bringing you video number 40.
So I don't know if you heard that at the end.
0.
Yeah, 4-0. But then one of the other Bud Lights, bro, he
said
attacks
four.
On to the well
4-0.
4-5. So I don't know what what they're doing over there.
I don't know what video they've released, but I don't know if anyone's keeping track. Regardless, I can't believe they put this much content. I told them keep with it. I said, guys, this is great stuff.
It's all about consistency.
You got to keep doing it.
For sure. And, you know, the Bud Light Bros like to do their, you know, things their own way. Most of these videos that you see online.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They will count down from 5 down to 1 to create, you know, some anticipation. Not the Bud Light Bros. They just decide to start with number 1 and go to 5, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you all the what they talk about right up front, because what is gold about their content is how they could include so much real life experiences to help you kind of relate to what they're talking about. So at number 1, they're going to talk about tires, 2 batteries, 3 radiator hoses, 4 about the brakes, and number 5 about fluids and staying in tune with your car. But here's some advice of how to keep up with your tires.
Only thing you need to do, keep it inflated and keep it at max PSI. What does that mean? Max PSI means pressure. Air pressure.
I like it when they explain what stuff means.
I was like, what's the S? I have no idea.
Air pressure.
Square inch.
That's good.
And they keep going?
Yeah,
I don't know what the PSI stands, the initial stand for. But
what PSI? Pressure?
Yeah. Pressure Stress Institution.
Nah, you sound like Johnny Jericho.
Sure does.
I don't know what it means, but PSI.
Oh, man. Billy's on one.
Right? He is. Totally. Yeah. You got to watch this, man, because when he checks out, it's a little scary looking because he just looks like all like a zombie,
that
you know, just staring
into
space. Yeah.
We've all seen that. These guys,
I've seen that in them before. I saw it in Vegas. So yeah. I was like, whoa.
I think the time they called Allie a teen girl was when they were all
they were looking through me.
Yeah, they were looking through Allie.
Damn.
You a teen. If we were a zombie, to eat your brain, girl.
We're going to grow behind him.
Here's them explaining how to tell when your brakes are going bad.
If you like, if you do brake and then you hear the like metal on metal screeching, you need new brake pads, and probably you messed up your rotors, and you probably need new rotors too. You know, this is something that you guys need to see on a monthly, on a weekly, bi-weekly, tri-weekly, once a month, you got to check your brakes.
So many times.
It's okay. So I don't know exactly when to check my brakes, but I guess we're supposed to check our brakes sometime,
well,
right?
Also because of that high-pitched squeal, which is a big indicator to everyone that something's gone wrong. I don't think it's rocket science.
Was the burp, that was nothing to do with the brakes, right?
No.
That's just unrelated.
And by the way, on each topic, they spend about a good 6 to 7 minutes.
Oh my God.
These are just highlights, and the entire video is like 27 minutes
long.
Oh
my God. Damn.
Here is some general advice that they're trying to give towards the end of the show, but they kind of lost me there, and I think one of the Bud Light Bros, which I believe it's Billy, is so wasted, he just is in another world.
It's okay to skimp on, like, I need a new dress to go out to the club or whatever. Oh, no, I'll just wear, you know, whatever I wore last week or whatever.
Or even if you want to get like a little antifreeze, a little all equal antifreeze, a little $10 or $20 one, that's perfectly fine too.
Antifreeze? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, when you buy the antifreeze, like, mixes with any antifreeze, and it's the cheapest one. Instead of trying to get the $50 one, it's like, specific for this vehicle model and all that.
One guy is talking about what to wear to the club, and the other guy talks about how to buy the right antifreeze.
They're having totally different conversations.
Totally.
They're doing two different videos.
I'm a wet antifreeze.
To be fair, Billy was on topic.
Yeah, I don't know where they switched to fashion for a moment. That was weird.
And it's so funny because, you know, when you're at that point of drunk and you can't stop talking?
Yes.
You just talk and talk and talk. And they try to wrap up the show, I'm not kidding you, about five different times. I'm going to play you twice. Two of them where they try to wrap it up. This is going to be the first one.
Be in tune with your car, guys. Mm-hmm. Remember, your car is an extension of yourself.
Oh, God. They really do like to drink. Because they drink. They get hammered before they do these shows.
This is
and then
their
they drink.
Drunkest video yet.
Yeah, and then they drink totally. The whole time during the show.
This is the final clip. And once again, they're trying to wrap it up. And I think the way they kind of tie everything in is kind of sweet.
Yeah, it gets you from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, your car doesn't leave you stranded. Your car gets you safely from... you know, point A to point B, and so forth and so forth. Maybe, like, you know, make sure
your windshield wiper.
Because you never know when a goddamn flock of seagulls are going to diarrhea all over your windshield.
So. Be like, what the hell happened? Look, you just got crapped on your windshield.
All right, well, there you have it. A very important PSA.
You guys
PSA.
Gotta watch the video.
Right. We'll put up the link on our socials. The Bud Light Bros, fans of the
it's
show.
It's a background show.
Eventually, we'll be working for them if we play our cards right. And just a friendly reminder, kids, drink in moderation, right?
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.